Rincewind sat bolt upright. He knew what was about to happen when things were peaceful. Up in the darkening branches, a bird muttered,
"Pretty boy."
He relaxed, but only a little.
"Who's a pretty boy?"
Suddenly the bird stopped. A branch creaked. The drop bear dropped. It was a close relative of the koala, although this doesn't mean very much. After all, the closest relative of the common elephant is about the size and shape of a rabbit. The drop bear's most notable feature was its posterior, thick and heavily padded to provide the maximum shock to the victim with the minimum shock to the bear. The initial blow rendered the prey unconscious, and then the bears could gather round to feed. It was a magnificent method of killing, since in other respects the bears were not very well built to be serious predators, and it was therefore particularly unfortunate for this bear that it chose on this night to drop on a man who might well have had victim written all over him, but also had wizard written on his hat, and that this hat, most significantly, came to a point. Rincewind lumbered to his feet and ran into a few trees while he tried with both hands on the brim to lift his hat off his head. He managed it at last, stared in horror at the bear and its peculiarly confused expression, and shook it off and into the bushes. There were thumps around him as more bears, disoriented by this turn of events, hit the ground and bounced wildly. In the trees, the budgerigars woke up, and the simple message, by now having had time to work its way into their brain cells, shrieked,
"Who's a pretty boy, then?"
A madly tumbling bear whirled past Rincewind's face. Rincewind turned and ran towards Snowy, landing astride the horse's back, or where its back would have been had it been taller. Snowy obediently broke into his arrhythmical trot and headed into the darkness. Rincewind looked down, swore, and ran after his horse. He held on tight as Snowy ran on like some small engine, leaving the bouncing bears behind, and didn't slow down until he was well away along the track and among bushes that were shorter than he was. Then he slid off. What a bloody country! There was a flurry of wings in the night, and suddenly the bush was full of little birds.
"Who's a pretty boy, then?"
Rincewind waved his hat at them and screamed a little just to relieve his feelings. It didn't work. The budgerigars thought this was some sort of entertainment.
"Bugger off,"
they twittered. Rincewind gave up, stamped on the ground a few times, and tried to sleep. When he awoke, it was to a sound very much like a donkey being sawn in half. It was a kind of rhythmic scream of pain, anguished and forlorn, setting the teeth of the world on edge. Rincewind raised his head cautiously over the scrub. A windmill was spinning in the breeze, turning this way and that, as stray gusts batted its tail fin. Rincewind was seeing more of these dotted across the landscape and thought, if all the water's underground, that's a good idea. There was a mob of sheep hanging around the base of this one. They didn't back off, but watched him carefully as he approached. He saw why. The trough below the pump was empty. The fan was spinning, grinding out its mournful squeak, but no water was coming out of the pipe. The thirsty sheep looked up at him.
Don't look at me, he mumbled. I'm a wizard. We're not supposed to be good at machinery.
No, but we are supposed to be good at magic, said an accusing voice in his head.
Maybe I can see if something's come loose, though, or something, he muttered.
Impelled by the vaguely accusing woolly stares, he clambered up the rickety tower and tried to look efficient. There didn't seem to be anything wrong, except that the metallic groaning was getting louder.
Can't see anything.
Something that had finally been tortured beyond endurance broke somewhere down in the tower. It shook, and the windmill spun free, dragging a broken rod which smashed heavily on the windmill's casing with every revolution. Rincewind half fell, half slid back down to the ground.
"Seems to be a bit of a technical fault," he mumbled. A lump of cast iron smashed into the sand by his feet. "Probably needs to be seen to by a qualified artificer. Probably invalidates the warranty if I mess around."
A cracking noise from overhead made him dive for cover, which in this case was a rather surprised sheep. When the racket had died away, the windmill's fan was bowling over through the scrub. As for the rest of it, if there had ever been any user-serviceable parts inside, they very clearly weren't in there any more. Rincewind took off his hat to mop his brow, but he wasn't quick enough. A pink tongue rasped across his forehead like damp sandpaper.
"Ow! Good grief, you lot really are thirsty, aren't you?"
He pulled the hat back on, right down to his ears, just to be on the safe side.
"I could do with a drink myself, to tell the truth."
He managed, after pushing a few sheep aside, to find a piece of broken windmill.